USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott.
I am thrilled to report that the FDA has authorized the Pfizer vaccine.
President Trump spoke from the White House just moments after approval.
We have given Pfizer and other companies a great deal of money, hoping this would be the outcome, and it was. On behalf of the American people, I'd like to thank all of the brilliant scientists, technicians, doctors, and workers who made this all possible.
Healthcare workers and nursing home residents are expected to receive the first doses early next week. The virus has killed nearly 300,000 Americans. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a bid by Texas and other Republican-led states to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victory in last month's election. The justices on Friday evening refused the case filed by the state of Texas on Monday against four swing states whose votes favored Biden. The Electoral College meets on Monday to formally elect Biden as the next president. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Virginia's governor is not a fan of churches, especially during a pandemic.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, he's a Democrat, announced new coronavirus restrictions on Thursday and offered some advice for Virginians of faith and practicing their faith.
This year, we need to think about what is truly the most important thing. Is it the worship or the building? For me, God is wherever you are. You don't have to sit in the church pew for God to hear your prayers. Worship outside or worship online is still worship.
The governor also calling on faith leaders to lead the way and set an example. The governor, without proof, also blamed the spread of the virus in Virginia on congregations that he said acted carelessly in observing health precautions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
MasterCard could pay big time in a class action lawsuit. The UK Supreme Court allowed the suit to move forward. It alleges that MasterCard overcharged businesses that accepted the company's credit and debit cards, and those costs were passed on to customers in the form of higher prices. The suit is for £14 billion. Or $18.5 billion. More folks in need are visiting food banks these days.
The coronavirus pandemic has led to rising food insecurity across the country this year. According to Feeding America, about 54 million people nationwide will not have adequate access to nutritious food during the pandemic. Vice President and COO of Feeding America, Katie Fitzgerald, tells Fox News the pandemic is hitting many different people in many walks of life.
I wish I could say that we think the situation is getting better, but it's really getting worse. As you said, the Feeding America network of food banks are consistently reporting, on average, a 60% increase in the number of people seeking assistance. And 4 in 10 of those people that show up at lines that you just talked about have never had to seek this kind of assistance before, and it's a really scary experience for people who want to be working and providing for their families and really struggling right now.
That audio, courtesy of Fox and Friends, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.